Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. We don't have a Parsha this week. We do have Rosh Hashanah this week, and what a Rosh Hashanah it is after a year like no other, probably for the past 75 years or so, since probably the end of World War II. We stand on the cusp of a new year and are wondering, what does Hashem have in store for us this year? Well, as we do over the next 2 days, so will Hashem do. And while we have to recognize that ultimately Hashem is in charge and Hashem is our king, we have to understand an idea that the definition of a king in Judaism, the term melech in Hebrew, is defined as a ruler who is made the ruler because his subjects accept his rule over them. And this is what the idea really of Rosh Hashanah is all about. It's about us accepting Hashem as our king over us. And part of that acceptance is that we are his subjects and we are here to serve him and to do his bidding. And to the extent that we succeed in creating that malchus, that kingship of Hashem, that will define the connection and the level of kingship that he will manifest and display over us. The more we accept his kingship, the more he can connect with us, which obviously means more goodness and more of his hashpa'ah, of Hashem sending his flow of life and of wonderful things down to the world. If, however, God forbid, people decide to reject that, then there's a disconnect, and we don't want to disconnect. And so, when we come into this Rosh Hashanah, we need to think about, how are we accepting Hashem's malchus, Hashem's kingship over us? We've certainly been reminded over the 6 months who's really in charge. Hashem has reminded us time and again, and in case a lot of us thought that we had turned the corner over the last few months, and I don't want to be pessimistic, God forbid, because we are, God willing, turning the corner, but some of you have probably heard that there have been new infections in different parts of the country, in different areas. So Hashem is reminding us right before Rosh Hashanah, in case you thought that you're calling the shots and you can control this, I am still in charge. And yes, of course, we need to do our part. We need to stay safe. We do need to take the steps necessary to protect ourselves and others. But let's not forget, ultimately, who is going to decide who will be ill and who will be healed, who will live, who will die, who will be wealthy, who will be poor. Those words this year, as we say them in Rosh Hashanah, will have a whole new meaning. And I want to be clear, I'm not here to depress anyone or be pessimistic, God forbid. We should take this as the shofar call, as a wake-up call, as the Rambam says. It's a wake-up call to wake us up from our slumber. And Hashem is calling to us to wake up and to return to Him and to accept Him as our ruler, as our king, to recognize that He is the one who is going to decide and He's the one who's going to do whatever He wants to do in our lives. The sooner that we realize that, the better off we will be. So I want to wish every one of you a very happy and healthy new year. I want to wish you a Rosh Hashanah that will see all of us take steps forward and make a commitment to grow in the coming year. And in that merit, and through those steps that we take, we will merit to have a very happy and a very sweet new year, a much better year in the coming year. And may we all merit with that sweet new year and with those merits that we will accrue through our acceptance of Hashem's kingship and through our acceptance of doing what it takes to be His servants and to carry out His will in our lives. And of course, through that, to grow and become better people ourselves and for us to realize our potential and our mission that He has given us in this life. May we all merit to greet the Mashiach who should come speedily in our days. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Rosh Hashanah, a wonderful Shabbos, Ksivach Simetova, as they say in Yiddish, a good kibench to yar, a happy and a sweet new year.